Now, more on the unraveling scandal at Jay Peak, fresh on the heels of Raymond James Financial's $150 million settlement with the resort. Owner Ariel Quiros has responded to related allegations, and Hillary Niles tells us more.
Ariel Quiros still denies misusing upwards of $200 million in foreign money through the federal EB-5 immigrant investment program. In a court filing last week, Quiros said he's not the one responsible for a, quote, breach of fiduciary duty to Jay Peak investors. The case in question was brought by the federally appointed receiver who's been running Jay Peak since last year, when Quiros and former resort president Bill Stanger faced charges of securities fraud. But it was Quiros' new lawyer who filed this response, and Melissa Visconti says she's setting a new tone in Quiros' defense.
Our attitude is cooperate.
Visconti says Quiros' prior counsel took a contentious approach that didn't serve Quiros well. For example, Raymond James and Bill Stanger have each reached settlements in cases against them.
Our sense is that everybody sort of dropped out, and Mr. Quiros was there holding the bag, so to speak. So we're trying to make sure that he has an opportunity to give his side of the story.
In addition to denying the charges, her filing asserts that the receiver's lawsuit is invalid in part because Stanger is not also named as a defendant. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.